Proverbs 28, it says, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Woo. Lord, I'm going to be faithful. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. Say that out loud. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. Is that true, or is that just trying to maybe keep people from being discouraged, or just make them feel good in their defeat while they're walking in something other than the blessing? No, it's true. Faithful man will abound with blessings. Now, when he says blessings here, notice the context. Notice the rest of the verse. He's talking about finances. Isn't that right? Now, that wouldn't be the only thing he's talking about, because the Bible talks about many increases that faithfulness gets. But this verse says, a faithful man will abound with blessings, but he that makes haste to be rich shall not be innocent. So he's talking about the blessings financially that God has for us. Isn't that good news? God has financial blessings for us. Praise the Lord. But it's not, our blessings are always attached to a response on our end to God's word. They're never just automatic. You know, people preach grace, but the Bible preaches grace. And man, I got your same shoes, brother. I just bought my same shoes anyway. I look down there and I'm like, what do you got my shoes on for? Anyway, I got distracted. People preach grace, and the Bible preaches grace, but the way they preach it, as if it's all up to God. Grace means it's all up to God. It's not all up to God. Everything is by grace through our response to it. Well, I thought it said by grace through faith. Yeah, that's our response to it. That's our response to it. By grace through faith. Everything. Salvation, all the blessings. You can read a verse like this. A faithful man will abound with the blessings of God, abound in blessings, and shout about that. But the blessing in that verse is not based on shouting.
No, it's not. Come on. Come on.
You know? It's based on faithfulness.
Yes, amen.
Am I already preaching all right?
You're preaching real good.
It's not based on shouting. It's based on faithfulness. Yeah. Well, you can shout while you're being faithful. You know what I'm talking about. But you can't just get it by just shouting. Yeah. How many of you know you ought to shout while you're being faithful? Because you can say, I'm being faithful. I'm abounding with the blessings of God. But you know what I'm saying? Yes. Just shouting without faithfulness is not how that verse is written. Amen?
Amen.
So say it out loud. A faithful man.
Amen.
Shall abound
with blessings.
Is that true?
Yes,
how about the women? Are they able to be faithful too?
Yes.
Man means mankind, not just man. So abound with blessings. A faithful man or woman will abound with the blessings of God.
Amen.
The Bible preaches a good life down here in this life. The Bible says, it talks about days of heaven on earth. The Bible talks about, over there in 1 Peter 3, he talks about, walking in love in marriage, and husband and wife honoring one another and walking in love with one another. He said there, then as a result of that, go over there, in fact, 1 Peter chapter number 3. You just need to see it. Maybe many of you know it, but let's just look at it. 1 Peter chapter number 3, notice what it says there, starting in verse 7 and 8, or talking about marriage, and then verse 9, not rendering evil for evil, and so forth, but rather contrariwise, blessing, knowing that you are thereunto called, that you should inherit a blessing. That's what he said, a faithful man is called to inherit. Abound with blessings. Well, what is he talking about? Inherit a blessing. Well, what is he talking about? Verse 10. He that would love life and see good days. Good days. That's the blessing. Loving life and seeing good days. I mean, you're not loving life if it's all going south. You know what I mean by going south? Life is just not working out and everything's falling apart. And you know what I'm talking about? No, loving life means things are going well.
Yes.
You're enjoying the good.
Yes.
The blessings.
Yes.
That's what he's talking about up there. He said we're called to inherit a blessing.
Amen.
But there's more to it than just speaking it. We do speak it. Actually, speaking it would be faithful to the word to exercise our faith.
Yes.
Isn't that right? But faithfulness is so much more than just speaking it. Just saying, thank God I'm blessed. We do say that, but there's some things attached to it that we need to look at here tonight. And he said over there in Proverbs chapter number 28, verse number 20, faithfulness is one thing that has blessings attached to it. Say faithfulness.
Faithfulness.
Are you interested in faithfulness?
Yes.
You know, that just sounds like a churchy word. And just, whatever. No, it's a big deal. Big deal. We were just at Brother Moore's conference, and he said, he doesn't often say things like this. He said, it is the biggest issue when it comes to increase.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, he stirred me up a little bit about this. And so I just couldn't quite get away from it, so I'm going to preach a little bit on it tonight. So there's a connection in the Word between the blessings, and you can see just not talking about, you know, the blessing of health and so forth, although that's included, but the blessing of increase financially, there's a connection between that and faithfulness. Faithful man will abound in the blessings of God. Now, what is faithfulness? You could really take a whole service and just define faithfulness. But if you let's just say this, it basically... to define it, let's look at a couple of scriptures. The word faithful and faith, the word translated faithful is translated in the New Testament several times believing or sure or true.
Yes. Amen.
So a faithful man, go to Galatians. Let's just look at this. Galatians chapter number. Let's just look at a couple of verses. You got a few minutes? Get to marinate on this a little bit and let this get in on the inside of you. Look at Galatians 3:9. I was thinking about some of this today. Galatians 3:9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. Faithful Abraham. Now, if you have a newer translation, in fact, you might want to raise your hand if you have this. It'll say something rather than faithful. It'll say something like believing. Yeah. Anybody got trusting? You got one that says trusting? You got one that says trusting? How many of you have a translation, a newer translation? Maybe you're reading it. Maybe you're not looking at it right now. But it says something other than faithful. What's it say?
Believing.
Trusting. That's what most translations will say. And that's not a wrong translation. We'll see that as we go. It's not that that's wrong. It's just that it's the same word translated different ways in different settings depending on the context.
Yeah. Amen.
Isn't that an interesting thought?
Yeah.
Well, with that in mind then, we can see there's a connection. We're going to look at several other verses. But we can see there's a connection between a man of faith and a man who is faithful. Because the Bible translates it different ways at different times. And it's not a wrong translation in most settings. Here's something interesting. Look at John's gospel. You just want to look at a couple of these verses?
Yes.
Just so you understand a little bit. John chapter 20, verse number 27. This is after Jesus rose from the dead. You remember he appeared to Judas wasn't there and Thomas wasn't there. So there was 10 of his disciples in that room. And, he talked to them for a while and showed them his hands and so forth. And then he left. And then later Thomas came in and they said, we've seen the Lord.
Yeah.
And he said, well, except I see, and feel the print, I won't believe. And 8 days later, the doors were shut and Jesus walked through the wall and appeared and Thomas was there. And look what he said to him. He said unto Thomas, reach hither thy... This is John 20, verse 27. Did I tell you which verse? Reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. Now the word believing in the Greek is the same word translated faithful all through the New Testament. So be not faithless, but faithful.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, somebody said he was doubting, so believing is the right way to translate it. Yes, but believing is being faithful.
That's good.
You're faithful to what the Word said.
Yes.
Believing means you hold fast, faithfully hold fast to what God said.
Yes.
You don't give it up.
Right.
You stick with it.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, man. You could preach on that for a whole, you know, three services. And maybe we will. Amen. And so he's talking about Thomas not believe, or let's, well, he didn't believe, but he said, don't be unfaithful, or don't be faithless, but faithful. Faithful men are men who hold fast the faith.
Amen.
I said, amen.
Amen.
Faithful men are men who hold fast the faith. Faithful, someone who is faithful has fidelity. A faithful spouse has fidelity. That's where you heard the word infidelity. That's a spouse who was not faithful. They broke trust. See, trust is a faith word. They broke trust. By the way, if somebody breaks trust and then says, forgive me, how many of you know we forgive? We're forgiving people. But how many of you know then if they say, and so you, but if the spouse says, okay, but I want somebody to, I want you to have, you know, somebody that you are responsible to, that you're accountable to. So, oh, no. If you forgave me, you wouldn't treat me that way. There's a difference between forgiving and being able to trust somebody.
Yes, sir. That's good. That's good.
Amen.
That is true.
That's good.
Forgiveness doesn't mean you can trust them. Forgiveness means you wipe it clean and say, it's forgiven, it's gone. I don't hold it against you. But there's a difference between that and trusting somebody. Trust can't be turned on and off like that. Trust comes by somebody proving they are trustworthy.
Right. Yeah.
And how many of you know our faith is based on the faithfulness of God?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Go to Hebrews 11, verse number 11. Hebrews 11, verse number 11. It talks about Sarah, who received strength. She hadn't been able to conceive a child. And it says in Hebrews 11:11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child. I've always thought that was interesting language. Didn't say she delivered a child. She was delivered of a child. Any mom has ever been 9 months pregnant knows what that means. I'm going to get deliverance from this child. Was delivered of a child when she was past age. Why? Because she judged him faithful who had promised. Notice it starts out, says, through faith, Sarah. She did this because she got into faith because she judged him faithful. Faith, another word for faith is trust.
Good.
Basically, what he's saying here is we can trust God because he's faithful. How many of you know somebody's not faithful, you can't trust them? God is faithful. People accuse him of not being faithful. I try to believe God and he didn't come through. No. There is no such animal. There is no such thing. Believing God and God wasn't faithful. It was on our end. Might have been ignorance, but it was on our end. God is faithful. You just need to mark that down. Don't ever break fidelity with that. God is faithful. God is true. The Bible said, let God be true. That means faithful. And every man a liar. Every man that says he's not says they trusted God and he didn't come through. We're sorry. God is faithful. We got to side with God. Amen. Well, but I don't understand. Well, that's an honest assessment of the situation. You don't understand. But just because you don't understand doesn't mean God was unfaithful. I've had situations I didn't understand, but as I just said, Lord, I'm going to leave that in your hands. I don't understand that. I don't understand the outcome of that. But right on the other hand, what I don't understand, I'm not going to use that to count you unfaithful.
Right.
I'm going to just let that on the shelf until I grow enough where you see fit to talk to me about it. And at times he has. There's things that I still haven't understood.
Yes,
but many things he has explained. Yeah. And whenever I saw it, I'm like, oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it wasn't on God's side.
Right.
Amen. He's faithful.
He's faithful.
I said he's faithful. So when it comes to people and they have broken trust, you can't trust them just because you want to turn it on. You know, turn on the trust. You can't just turn on the trust. They have to prove faithful. I said faithful. How many of you know it'd be good for you to get some experience under your belt just believing God for a pair of shoes or a pair of socks? And let him prove himself faithful and then just keep developing that trust in that one who is faithful, who is faithful, who is faithful, who is faithful. And you can get up to paying cars cash. You can get up to just no debt whatsoever, house paid off. I mean, loaded, abounding in blessings. Hallelujah. Because you've learned he is faithful. And you've learned when you are faithful to him, he is faithful to you. In fact, he's faithful to you when you're not even faithful to him. That's what it means when it says, let God be true and every man a liar.
Amen.
If the Bible says, if we are unfaithful, he cannot deny himself. That's an interesting thought. Well, and I don't want to go there because I've got some other things we've got to share. But basically what that's saying is, if people are unfaithful to him, he's still faithful to them. He's still faithful to them. Amen. Don't ever count God unfaithful. Don't ever say, I'm quitting God. I'm not going to, you know, that faith business. I'm done with that. I'm not going to church anymore. I'm doing this. I'm gone. I'm out in the world. God hasn't come through for me. And so I'm quitting. I'm just doing my own thing. Don't ever let that. See, you're accusing God and angry at God and letting the devil put lies in your mind. He's faithful. Tell your neighbor he's faithful. Hallelujah. All right. So there's a connection in the Bible between faith and faithfulness. God is faithful. But when I say faithfulness, I'm talking about faith people are people who are faithful to what God said.
Amen.
And they're faithful to their commitments to God. And they're faithful to their words to others. One of the greatest characters, and the world needs faithful people today. Because one of the greatest things that differentiates between us and the world is people can count on us. Or at least that's the way it should be. Because in the world, there's nobody you can really count on. That you can't trust them. I mean, they'll say one thing and do another. It ought not be that way in the church. We ought to be faithful men and women. God, we say something and we do what we say.
Amen.
I've had situations where I said something, and oftentimes in the line people come through and said, so and so, could you do, and I'll say, yeah, I think I can help you with that. Let me get back with you. And, you know, by the time the line's through, three people said something and I got my mind on another thing and I forgot.
Sure. Yeah.
So usually now I'll say, hey, call the office or something, or write that down and give me a note about that so I don't forget.
Yes, sir. Right.
Because there's nothing that bothers me more than I said I was going to do something and then I didn't follow through because I forgot.
Yes, sir. Come on.
That bothers me. I don't want to live that way.
Yes, sir.
Anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
I mean, we could understand somebody forgot. But yet, right on the other hand, let's learn to just, if we said something, we have put our commitment out there.
Yeah.
And if we said it, we're going to do it.
That's right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
We're going to do it.
Yes, we are.
Amen. Yeah, but it's inconvenient now, or I don't have the money now, or whatever. Hey.
Yeah.
We're going to come up with it. We're going to do something. We inconvenience ourselves to be faithful to our word.
Yeah, that's right.
How much the world needs that today.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can I just say something?
Yes, sir.
This whole law that people don't have to pay rent.
Come on.
You signed a contract.
Yes.
Come on.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the government said I don't have to pay my landlord. You unfaithful person, you. How's God see that? I don't care if it's legal. Maybe some of you don't know what I'm talking about.
Come on.
You know what I'm talking about? Well, to help people out, we will say they don't have to pay the rent. The government just put expenses on a person, a landlord.
Yep. Yep. That's right. So true.
That's why I hate socialism.
Come on.
It picks and chooses who they help and who they don't.
So true. That is so true.
Amen. But number two, it's not God. And America wasn't founded on it either. This is not the land of equal handouts. It's the land of equal opportunity. And if you're going to be unfaithful and lay in bed and don't do anything, then he that doesn't work doesn't eat. Well, the government said, I don't have to pay my rent. Well, get up and get a job and be honorable to the contract you signed. Well, he can't sue me. Well, isn't that a high standard of character? Just doing what you're not going to get sued about. How about doing what you said? Anyway, man, I didn't plan on saying any of that. The world needs faithful people. Needs people they can count on. They said it, they're going to do it. That's the great character. One of the great characteristics of the body of Christ. It should be that today, I'm not recommending this, but it should be that you could just take somebody's word for something. But now you got to think of every little angle that somebody could twist themselves and get out of a contract, and you got to cover it in words and just because people are unfaithful. That's why. That's a characteristic of the last days. Anyway, let's get back to what we were sharing. There's a connection between a man of faith and a man who is faithful. Bible said, let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything that's more than that, sin. Did that just pigeonhole that don't have to pay my rent? You're sinning. Well, the government said no. What about before God? What about your word? What about your... This stuff bothers me. Can you tell? This stuff bothers me. This is the end of a society if we don't get a hold of ourselves. If you don't know what's going on, you gotta wake up and smell the debt or whatever you need to smell. All right, so there's a connection in the word between a man of faith and a faithful man. So a man of faith is a man that is faithful or loyal to God. He's loyal to his commitments to God. He's loyal to what he said he will do. Amen? Well, I just don't feel like it anymore. If you're going to be moved by what you feel like, you're going to be unfaithful. And you'll never abound in the blessings of God. Faithfulness means you stick with it and do it. Do what you said over and over and over again.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
So a man of faith is a faithful man. He's trustworthy. In other words, God can count on him. We want God to be counted on.
Yes,
we want God to be faithful. How many of you know he's looking for faithful people? He's looking for people who are faithful to his word, faithful to what he told them to do. They're loyal to it. They have fidelity. They can be counted on. Amen. They're dependable. They're constant. They show up and they do it exactly like he said. Exactly like he said. Nothing more, nothing less. Amen. This is getting to be a bigger deal in my life. Anyway, I could go down some other, and I could explain that a whole lot. But anyway, so a man who has fidelity to God won't give up his post.
Yeah, come on, that's good.
In other words, where he's assigned by God. You know what I mean by his post? And the reason he won't do it is because he has faith in what God said. He believes God set him to do. Even when it gets rough, he has faith. Somebody said, I thought you were trying to say faithful. Yes. Faithful people of faith are faithful.
Yes.
Amen.
You believe God spoke to you?
Yeah. Come on.
We've had people bless their darling hearts. Amen. You know, that's just another way of saying stupid. Maybe you don't want your children to hear that word, but anyway. People say, I'll stay with you. I've had people come to me. And nowadays, if people come say these things, I start watching them. Because usually it's their own conscience bothering them that makes them have to try to be Gabriel, the announcing angel, and announce everything that God's dealing with them about. I'm more interested in people that just do it than come announce it all the time. But they say, you know, God spoke to me. We're sticking with you, you know, and we'll be a part of the church. And, you know, you can count on us and so forth and so on. And that was 8 years ago. You know what I'm talking about? I haven't seen him. Well, I think I saw him twice in 8 years. Praise the Lord. Do you know God? Everything in the kingdom of God is based on faithfulness? Everything in the kingdom, the way God does everything he does is based on Luke 16:10-12, where the Bible says, he that is faithful in a little thing, in a few things, I'll make him ruler over much. Isn't that what it said? Go over there, Luke 16, go over there and look at it. Hallelujah. Not a whole lot of shouting going on tonight. This is one of those services, you just do it and then you'll start shouting. Amen. This is for real Christians tonight. These are not for just people that want to hear prosperity all the time and hallelujah, I'm getting a new house and praise God. Oh yeah. This is how you get a new house, but there's more to it than just shouting, you know. And Luke 16. Look at let's start in verse number 10. He had just told a parable of an unjust steward. By the way, there's a whole lot of parables in Jesus' teachings on stewardship or a servant who's working for somebody else. How many of you know we're servants of God? I know we're sons, but yet right on the other hand, we're serving God. We're doing. He's got a plan for us. We're carrying out something for him down here. And so it says in the 16th chapter of Luke, this parable, verses 1 through whatever, 9, I guess, is the parable of an unjust steward. That means he was wicked. That means he was a liar, a cheat. And you know, you can read the story and find out he was a cheat. And after all that, Jesus said in verse 10, he that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. He that is unjust in the least is unjust in much. So how many of you know there's one thing to be faithful in? The least. Yes. Yes. What is that? Little things. Yes. Yes. Well, it's just little things. No big deal. Oh, really? Oh, really? Do you know that's qualifying you? Faithfulness there is qualifying you for more?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He that is faithful. Now, is that true or is that just Jesus talking here? I mean, if a person won't be faithful with little things, they'll change when you give them something bigger and they'll become faithful?
No.
Huh? That was awfully quiet. Huh? No, it's not. They won't change and become faithful in bigger things. Don't deny the word of God. All leaders ought to know that verse right there.
Yeah.
You might see a call to ministry on somebody and you say, hey, they say, I believe I'm called to the ministry. Great. See that broom over there?
Yep.
Oh, no, wait a minute. I'm called to preach.
Uh-huh, come on.
Okay, good. Good. Wonderful. Wonderful. See that broom over there?
Yeah.
Here it is.
Yep.
See that broom over there? That one's for the outside. That, you don't even get to stay warm running that one. That one, you have to get out in the cold. And that's your assignment. Oh, no, no, you give me something big, I'll be faithful. No, the Bible says you won't be faithful. this verse said. Jesus said. Should we tear that verse out? And just believe, well, you know, they have great giftings and they have great talent and they got a great big call and they're called to the whole world. So, you know, we got to get them on a fast track to that call, you know, because, yeah, this is the fast track. This is the fastest track you can get on, being faithful with the broom. Well, I just got to go. Well, then go. And we'll hear about nothing happening. Because God's got to prove you. There's a test to pass to get into greater things and great anointings and great visibility and a great voice in the body and great being used greatly in the kingdom of God. It's being faithful in what? Little things. He that is faithful in that which is least. That which is least, just the smallest of things. Is faithful also in much. That's true. Tell your neighbor, that's true. Whether it's you or me. Amen. Tell your neighbor, that's true. Whether it's you or me. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go on because that was too rough. All right, verse 11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Now, unrighteous mammon is natural things, you know, finances, money. And the true riches is not natural things. The real valuable things are spiritual things, including people. People are spirit beings. Amen. So to be given responsibility to minister to a large group of people or to be given, you know, faithful in that which is he that's not faithful in that, or he that's faithful. Let's read it just like it says it. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in that, in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? He's talking about the unrighteous mammon as things that are not the true riches. It's something other than the true riches. True riches are the anointing, great influence that God would give a man, a great voice in the body, or some great responsibility.
Yeah.
To do something for God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. And or spiritual giftings and so forth and so on. And the unrighteous mammon actually literally is money. You know, that's the first place. He mentions three beginning places for faithfulness, and money's one of them. You know, if somebody can't be trusted to tithe, they can't be trusted to get on the platform and sing. Do you check the tithing records, Pastor? Not generally, but if somebody's being given responsibility,
yes.
Could you pull the tithing records for us, please, Teresa?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
No, you shouldn't do that. This verse says I should.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Not generally. I don't know what people give generally, but if I'm promoting somebody into recognition or something on the platform or, you know, having them up to preach or something like that,
yes, sir.
You can mark it down. They're a tither. Amen. Because if they're not faithful with the tithe.
Come on now.
Come on. Come on.
Notice what it said. Notice the language here. Notice the language. Verse 11. If therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust? That's a question. Who will commit to your trust the true riches? Who will commit to your trust? The understood, the implication there is God won't.
Yeah.
Isn't that who will commit?
Yeah.
Notice commit. That means to entrust something to somebody.
Yes. Yes.
What? The true riches. Who will entrust standing before my people and speaking my word to my people? Who will entrust that kind of influence?
Right. Come on now.
Yes.
The understood subject, I mean, it's understood or it's implied, put it that way, that God won't.
Right.
Because Jesus said, who will? Well, I'll tell you who will. A fool will.
Because
if they'll be unfaithful with natural things, they'll be unfaithful up here. Or unfaithful with great anointings or something that's really the true riches of God. Well, that's another area to be faithful in verse number 12. If therefore you've not been faithful in that which is another man's. That's the third category you and I should examine ourselves in. Unfaithful with that which is in another man's. Who shall give you? That's another question. Who shall give you that which is your own? It's implied God won't.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Well, I'm called to the ministry. Well, find somebody to be faithful to. Find somebody to submit yourself to. And serve them with no agenda. Because doing it with a motive or an agenda is unfaithfulness.
Yes, sir. Come on.
You're being faithfulness implies being faithful to the one you're serving. God, first of all, or a person that God tells you to serve, you're really serving God by doing that. But to serve someone else, the Bible says in, let me see if I can find this reference real quick, I got it written down. It's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. You ever heard that verse? 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewardship that a man be found faithful. Stewardship is mentioned in this passage, and it's also mentioned over there in Luke 16, where he talks about the unjust steward. A steward is a manager of somebody else's affairs. I didn't think I was going to get on this tonight. I had some other things I thought I was going to get on to, but we're here. So a steward is a manager of somebody else's affairs. It's not what he's managing is not his own. He's managing what somebody else's, and that's what that there in verse 12, Luke 16:12, is talking about. If you've not been faithful in that which is another man's, in other words, you're stewarding something that is somebody else's. They have committed and entrusted something to you and asked you to carry it out and watch over it and be responsible for that to fulfill what the one who owns it has in their heart for that. So being faithful means you do your faith. Faithful to who? Faithful to the one who has entrusted you what's been given to you.
Amen.
So a person who is in it for their own, what they're going to get out of it, or for their own future recognition, their own agenda, is not being faithful to the one who entrusted them that responsibility. They're being faithful to themselves.
Yes. That's right, Pastor.
And you can't be faithful to yourself and to somebody else at the same time. If you read this passage in Luke 16, Jesus said something about money along that line. Look what he said here. Y'all still happy you came? No, sir. Right after this whole discussion of faithfulness. You notice faithfulness is found in all those verses, 10, 11, and 12?
Yes.
Faithful, faithful, faithful. All three of those verses talks about faithfulness. Then he said in verse 13, no servant, right after talking about faithfulness, no servant can serve two masters. Either he'll hate one and love the other, he'll hold to one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon. So you can't be faithful. How many of you know you can see from that context? He said you can't be faithful to two people at one time. You can't be faithful to yourself. And here he said God and mammon, meaning God and money. But there, you can't be faithful to yourself and the one you're serving either.
Yes.
Faithfulness is not in it for yourself. Will God cause that man who is faithful to abound with blessings? Yes, but faithfulness is not in it for the blessings.
That's right. Amen.
Faithfulness is in it to please the one you're serving.
Yes. Yes. Amen. So
good.
Good.
Amen.
Good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
People said, I'm believing God to be prosperous. Why don't you believe God to be faithful? And prosperity will just start showing up.
Yeah.
I think things just start showing up.
Yeah.
See, I can tell by half of your responses, you don't believe that.
Come on.
Is God faithful?
Yes.
Is he faithful to Proverbs 20:28?
Yes.
A faithful man will abound with blessings. Well, if you're faithful, will he faithfully cause you to abound with blessings?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah. Better than you would do yourself.
Yes.
I'm a witness to that.
Yes.
Ooh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Well, there's so much to this, but everybody say it's required. Of stewards they be found faithful. That's 1 Corinthians 4:2. Notice God didn't say it's a suggestion of his. It's an option. Boy, you just can't find many people who are faithful, but, you know, hire them anyway. And it sure is nice whenever faithfulness comes along with the one serving. Man, that's nice. No. It's required. God requires it. He doesn't say it's nice when it's there. He didn't say, you know, this is just the cherry on top, and every now and then you get it. Now you don't. And every now and then you don't. And I just promote them all anyway. You know, I'm socially promoting everybody. And No. It's required. Required. We need to teach our. We need to teach our kids. If you don't win the game, you don't get a trophy. Because to get a trophy, winning is required. Because God's that way. If you're going to be promoted, faithfulness is required. Not attendance. Not you showed up and played the game. You know what I'm talking about. Your own way. Faithfulness is required. Hallelujah. Well, if we're not abounding in blessings, let's check up in this area. And I'm not just talking about helps ministry. I'm just talking about in life. How about on your job where you're working? Are you faithful to Him? Are you doing exactly what He asked you to do? Or are you cutting corners, sweeping things under the corner there? Well, I don't know why I said that. I guess that helps somebody. But hiding and cheating and not quite fulfilling and not quite doing it exactly like He said.
Come on.
You know, spend a little time over here, not just chit chatting and doing your own, you know, not or on sometimes on your computer.
Come on.
On Facebook when you're on the clock.
Uh-oh. Come on.
Huh?
Come on.
We don't need to get nitty gritty, do we?
No.
Okay. We won't after we already did. That's what it's required of God. See, somebody says, well, He doesn't know it. Yeah, but God sees it. And promotion doesn't come from your boss. The promotion comes from the Lord. That's the Bible. That's in your Bible too, you know. Hallelujah. Say it out loud. We're people of faith. So we're people who are faithful. Hallelujah. All right. So did you see some of those verses that talk about faith and faithfulness, uses those terms interchangeably? How about this one? You want to look at another one? The Bible calls, let's see here, I'm going to save some time. Ephesians 1:1. Paul said, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. That's who you are. That's the Greek word translated faith in the New Testament, but it's also translated here faithful. Faithful in Christ Jesus. We are faithful to Christ Jesus. Yeah. We are people who have faith in Jesus, yeah. In Christ, yeah. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Faith and faithfulness used interchangeably. Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Now, so this ought to be one of the great characteristics of the body of Christ. We ought to be an example in this. Show your children an example of this. Your word is your bond. Your commitments, you follow through with your commitments. Train your children. It's not okay to tell somebody something and then don't follow through. Why? Because we're people of faith. That makes us faithful. Amen. Hallelujah. Now notice Hebrews 10:23. Hold fast the profession. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promised. Notice He's saying, do this because He's faithful. Do this without wavering, for He is faithful. What is He trying to tell us? Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for He is faithful that promise. Hold fast is another way of saying we stay with it. Isn't that right? We stay faithful to our faith. We stay with our faith. We stay with what God said. Why? Because we believe it.
Yeah. Amen. That's right.
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
It didn't change because the word that God said doesn't change because circumstances changed.
Right, right.
Yes. Can you see a person of faith is faithful
yes.
to the word, faithful to what they believe.
Yes.
That's what he's trying to tell us. I don't know if you saw that or not. Let us hold fast. Say it out loud. Hold fast.
Yes.
There's another way of saying stay with it.
Yes.
How many of you know if you're married and you stay with your spouse, you're not unfaithful to them?
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Saying the same thing. You have fidelity.
Yes.
Why? Because you are a person who is true to your word, true to your commitments. Hallelujah. This is good whether you're shouting or not. Our faith is in the faithfulness of God. We stick with our faith because he doesn't change. And he is faithful. Hallelujah. Faith is the same way. It doesn't change because of circumstances. Faith is faithful.
Amen.
Are you getting this? I know it sounds like I'm, you know, speaking circularly, but I'm not. Saying the same thing. We hold fast what we said because of our faith and our faithfulness. Faith stays true to what it says. All right, now, can we wrap this up? This is God's way of doing everything he does. Let's go back to in our thinking to Luke 16. This is the way God does everything he does. This is the way the kingdom works. This is the way increase comes. Remember, he that's faithful in that which is least, or small things, he can be trusted with bigger things. And the implication is, he will be given more to be steward over.
Yep, amen. Right.
He will be given.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's what he's trying to say. You remember all the parables of the talents? The one guy who had, or the one guy had 10, or he started out with 5, you know, and 1, 2, 1, 1. And the ones that increased what they had, we're called, well done, thou good and faithful. Faithful. Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Faithful servants. In other words, and then that one that didn't do anything, he said he was wicked.
Yes, sir.
So we could say the opposite of faithful is wicked.
Yeah.
No, I'm not wicked. Well, take it up with your Bible. Don't take it up with me. Take it up with your Bible. Faithfulness is a heart issue. Or unfaithfulness is a heart issue. Faithfulness is of the heart, just like faith is of the heart. And listen, people who have a habit of being unfaithful to their word or unfaithful to people who have given them assignments to steward for them, you know, and don't do things the way they were instructed to do it, they got a better idea. You know what I'm talking about? Those individuals, it's an issue of the heart. That's why you can't trust them with more. Because who they are with little, what their heart is like when they got little, their heart's going to be the same way whenever they have much. So don't give them much. Because God won't. If you're an employee, or excuse me, if you're an employer, you should pay attention to that principle. That's the way the whole kingdom works. It's the way God does everything he does. Well, what's wrong with us doing it the same way if that's the way God does it? Huh? Well, they got a Christmas bonus and I didn't. Maybe there's a reason. Huh? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. One English definition of the word faithful, and this is accurate in the Word of God, it means the degree to which the detail or quality of an original, such as a picture, a sound that's made, or a story or something like that, is copied exactly. You ever heard somebody saying they held up a copy of the Constitution and say, this is a faithful rendition of the Constitution of the United States? What does faithful mean? It's written exactly like the original. In other words, all the punctuation's the same. Everything's exact. Today, I was on the internet. I put some things in my blog about Brother Hagin's prophecy. This one I just wrote, not the one coming out tomorrow. Well, not the one that just came out. But put some things in my blog. I was talking about Brother Hagin's prophecy in 2003. Remember, you're not just word people, you're spirit people. Remember that one? And I just got a check. Some of the ones I found on the internet, I didn't know the people.
Right. Yep. Right.
I just got to check. I don't know if this is a good, if this is exactly what was prophesied. So I went and pulled it up on YouTube where the actual where the videos of actually Brother Hagin prophesied. And I listened while I'm reading. I'm like, that's not.
Come on.
That angered me.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
That made me angry. That is unfaithfulness.
Right. Yeah.
Well, this is what he meant. No, that's not what he's got. This is the Holy Ghost talking.
Yes. Yeah. Come on.
You're unfaithful.
Yeah.
I said you're unfaithful.
That's right.
It's not exact. Just like a faithful copy of the Constitution. That's an exact. And so I wrote out, I didn't get it all done. There was a section of it I didn't get done. But the part I wanted to quote, I actually wrote, I listened and I spoke it into my computer. Then I listened again and I watched to see if my computer was accurate. Oh, that's not right. Fix that. Okay, play again. I'll fix that. All right. And I went through that thing three or four times until whenever he's prophesying, I'm reading and it's exactly. He didn't say comma and then the next statement, but where he paused, I put a comma. You know what I'm talking about? So I could say what he said in that blog and not say something he didn't say.
That's good, Pastor. Yeah.
That's getting to be more of an issue with me. I want to be accurate. I want to be faithful. I want to be true to what God actually said, not adding inches to the ark. You know what I'm talking about? When God said in the Old Testament, this is the dimensions of the tabernacle and the dimensions of the Holy of Holies, and this is the material you use when you build it, and this is the color that it's that the material is supposed to be, and this is everything. He told him, this is the size of the ark, the inches of the ark, what it's overlaid with, pure gold and all that. He told him exactly in detail what he wanted.
Yes, sir. Yes, right. Yep.
And like somebody said, stop adding inches to the ark.
Come on.
Start saying, well, we got a better idea. Unfaithful.
Yep. Yep.
Unfaithful. Well, that's, it's tight, but it's right, isn't it? This just got all over me, and I got stirred up. I got convicted. And I like it all. I like to be scrub brushed sometimes. You know what I'm talking about? Get where nobody gets most of the time. Let's get back here and get behind the ears. Feels so good.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So that's that English dictionary definition, and that's true in the Word of God. The Bible said Moses was faithful in all his house. That means he did exactly what God said.
Yes.
And that's the way God wants us to live. Hey, if we find ourselves being unfaithful in an area, aren't you glad there's mercy and forgiveness?
Yes.
And how many of you want to make some changes in some of these areas? Amen. So, man, if a believer, our lives, the way we live our life, when we get to heaven, I don't want to get to heaven and find out what God's plan looked, what my life was supposed to look like down here on this earth. But, and I was supposed to be over here functioning and doing something over here, and I was over here functioning and doing something over here. I don't want that, do you? How many of you don't want that? You might say, whew, I hope that doesn't happen to me. You don't have to hope.
That's it.
You can know. How many of you know if God wants us to, he's calling us to be faithful, he has to show us these things.
That's right. Yes, sir. Amen.
Number one, just start out with the Word.
Yeah. That's right.
Yes, sir.
Just start out with the Word.
Amen.
What does the Bible say about, you know, my finances, my marriage, my walking in love? What does it say about forgiveness? What does it say about, you just name it. What does it say about, what's the Bible say about it? Start aligning your life with that. Start aligning your life with that. And that's faithfulness.
Yes, sir.
That makes your life look exactly like God intended it to be. And then the details that need to be filled in, you know, are you supposed to be in the ministry? You're supposed to work a job? You're supposed to have your own business? All those details, marry this person, that person, live in this city, that city, all those things. You can't go to the Bible and find that. But you can know that.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Or else God is unjust to require you to be faithful to his plan if he doesn't tell you what it is. So really, to get to heaven and find out we were supposed to be, but we were, there'll only be one reason we get that might happen. That is, we were unfaithful.
Right.
We were unfaithful. Well, but I didn't know. You could have known. Could have known. Well, I know. That's tough. Hallelujah. How many of you want to hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant? Well done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, I think that's good enough for tonight. I get stirred up about this. The faithful man gets more committed to him. Let's just read this verse, 2 Timothy 2:2. The things you've heard of me, Paul's writing to Timothy, the things you've heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Notice who gets more committed to them. Just everybody? No, faithful ones. Do you know the revelation you already have? If you're faithful to that, you get more. Whatever we already have. You can't be faithful what you don't have. But whatever you or I already have, if we'll be faithful to that, faithful with that, God is saying to us here, and Proverbs 20:28 and many of these other verses, Luke 16, he's saying, more will be given. Is that true about finances?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm not just talking about you, me too. Then why don't we have more?
Yes.
I said we, not just you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Why don't we have? Huh?
Come on.
Maybe there's an area of faithfulness we thought we were being faithful, but we're not. Huh? God's word is how where we're going to find our answers in these things. Where we wash ourselves with the water of the word and let him define what faithfulness is rather than we define what faithfulness is. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not just talking about you. Tell your neighbor, he's talking about himself too. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for the word.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Say, thank God for the word.
God
needs to trust us. That's what all this, these things are saying. God wants to, he's looking for people he can trust because he wants to entrust to them more. For his kingdom, for his purpose. That's part of being faithful. Whenever we have more added, we use it for his purposes, not just our purposes. Doesn't mean you can't have anything or shouldn't have anything or won't have anything, but you let the Lord tell you what is yours and what is his.
Amen.
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 There's been times I have actually grieved the Spirit. He gave something to me to bless me, and I gave it away. And in here, I went away thinking, I just did that out of... I don't know. I didn't do it. It didn't. It grieved the Lord. He blessed me with that. But not just talking about everything, but there are times. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Just keep walking with God. You get to the place every now and then where it's like, I just did that. You know, he really wanted me to use it. But there's been other times where I wanted to use things, and he said, nope, that's for somebody else. I gave that to you to give to somebody else. A faithful man says, okay, it's not mine anymore then. It's not mine. It's been reassigned. You know.
Yeah.
Well, it's mine to do what I want. Yeah, in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But he is Lord.
Yes, he is. Amen.
Well, that was weak too. Yeah. Praise God. Jesus, say it out loud. Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. That means he has a say into everything. Hallelujah. Well, you know, if I had $1 million, I'd give it to the church. Well, what about that five you've already got? Don't kid yourself. You would not be faithful. No man would be faithful with $1 million that doesn't even bring the five. No man. According to the Bible, no man. No man. He can say that, but doesn't make it true. Stand with me to your feet. Thank God for the word. Who will commit? That means entrust. God's looking for some people to entrust some things to. And to give some more things to. It's a big deal in the kingdom of God. You need to read the parables of Jesus and you'll see it's a big deal in the kingdom of God. And do you know that there are many things... We're talking about being entrusted with more, a faithful man abound with the blessings of God. And most of the time we're thinking about this life, and it's true about this life. Isn't that right? Say it out loud. It is true about this life. But do you know that really ultimately where this is all going is for eternity, what we're going to have entrusted to us for eternity?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If we're unfaithful down here with what he gave us to do down here, don't think you're going to be a bigwig in the kingdom. You'll probably be an errand boy. I didn't think there was any errand boys. Oh, yeah. Everybody's got a job to do in the kingdom. And
amen.
Amen. But don't think you're going to be running anything. You're just running, except responding to others' directions who were faithful. Well, I didn't want to hear that, Pastor. Well, you did. The things really he has for us to handle down here and steward for his purposes really ultimately are not just for what God wants to reward us with down here in this life. What we don't a lot of times think of eternity. Our denominational church I grew up in, we thought more of eternity. But in our day, we think more of just the blessings down here. And thank God that's all true. But ultimately, we're being prepared for the life to come. We're being prepared for the life to come. Amen. You ever read in the Bible, there's different degrees of glory for those who are passed on? Different garments that they wear in heaven? Different crowns they wear in heaven? Everybody gets a white robe because of the cleanness of the blood, that what the blood has made us. But you know, if somebody came in here just in white, you would think boxer shorts and t-shirt. You didn't get that. Everybody in heaven wears white. But some have these decorated garments and gowns and crowns. Amen. Why? Faithful.
Yes, amen.
Faithful.
Amen.
See, there's rewards. Ultimately, we're qualifying for what is coming.
Yes.
Yes. Hallelujah. Say it out loud. Ultimately, we're qualifying for what's coming. Hallelujah. You say, I don't understand that. You don't need to understand. Just qualify. Just qualify. Just be busy doing it, being faithful with what he told you to do. But I don't want to. Well, you don't want to go through eternity in your boxer shorts and t-shirt.
No, sir.
No, sir. No, sir.
You laugh at that. Everybody in eternity has a white gown. But some have these garments and some have decorated jewels on their garments. You ever read this in the Bible? This is in the Bible. It's in our Bible, all of our Bible, the one that we haven't read. We've read a lot. I'm talking about some parts of it we haven't read much.
Come on.
Tell your neighbor, he's trying to close. He's just got to finish this up. Amen. Remember the talents. The guy that had five and multiplied it to 10. He said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter into the joy of the Lord. You've been faithful over a few things. Be thou ruler over much. He's talking about in the kingdom to come. Be ruler over much. Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Rulers wear gowns and crowns and... Thank you, Lord.